Hello, and welcome to Open Door Playhouse, a theater podcast that celebrates live theater on the podcast stage. I'm Yun Yizhu. At Open Door Playhouse, we strive to bring our listeners thoughtful and surprising 10-minute shorts and one-act plays that showcase insightful and new perspectives of the world we share with others. Open Door Playhouse is a 501c3 theater organization. Support for Open Door Playhouse comes from listeners like you. Your tax-deductible donations help keep our plays on the podcast stage. Now playing in Theater 131, Fat or Fiction, written by F.J. Harlan and directed by Yun Yizhu, starring Zelda Kimball as Gladys and Justice Davis as Ludlow.
Lottie? Lottie, where are you?
I'm coming.
You should be here by now.
I think I'm close.
Can you see the light?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Good. I thought you were lost.
Hey, there's only one way to go. Up. How could I get lost?
I'm sure you could find a way.
What'd you say?
I said take your time, dear.
That was a lot of stairs.
Take your time, Luddy. Catch your breath.
All those stairs? And there's nowhere here to sit?
Sorry, dear, no. But make yourself comfortable.
Mother, why did you drag me up here?
Look at this amazing view, Lottie. No matter which way you look, oh, it's breathtaking.
Breathtaking? Very funny, Mother.
Sorry. I should have said spectacular. Well, you'll appreciate it more when you aren't flopping around on the floor like a freshly caught carp.
Yes, Mother.
Relax, dear. Take slow, deep breaths. Better? Good. Now get up and see this view.
Yes, Mother.
You can see everything from up here.
How did you find this place?
Well, it sort of found me. Look, there's the house that we lived in. There's your elementary school.
Where they made fun of me for being fat?
There's your high school.
Yeah, where they made fun of me for being fat.
The community college you attended.
Where I couldn't get a date because I was fat.
Can't you appreciate this amazing landscape for a moment?
Okay. Can I go now?
Lottie, I thought you'd want to spend some time with me.
Why?
You haven't seen me for a long time.
8 years.
Funny, it doesn't seem that long.
It does to me.
It wasn't my decision.
I know. You look the same.
So do you.
You mean fat, right?
Luddy, I didn't say that.
You know, if you didn't want a fat child, why were you always baking brownies and cookies and pies?
No one said you had to eat all those brownies, every cookie, and entire pies.
You put the temptation in front of me.
I tried to help you lose weight. When you were in the fifth grade, didn't I pack you a salad every day for lunch?
And you told me not to tell the other kids I was on a diet because they make fun of me.
That's right.
Mother, I weighed over 150 pounds in the fifth grade. Trust me, the kids were already making fun of me. Oh, and for your information, your little plan failed because every day I traded that salad with a skinny girl that had cookies. And if you were so worried about me being made fun of, why'd you give me a stupid name like Ludlow?
There's nothing wrong with it. It was your grandmother's maiden name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
Keep in mind, you're talking to a woman named Gladys.
Sorry.
You talk like you've forgotten all of the wonderful things I did for you. What about that summer the neighborhood kids were having a sleep out?
And I didn't have a sleeping bag.
So what did I do?
You sewed two old comforters together and made one.
Right. And what did your father and I give you your very next birthday?
A sleeping bag.
And what about when I built you a costume for the Halloween parade?
You made me a great white whale.
And you won first prize, didn't you? There were so many things I did for you, Luddy. Driving you to school every day. Sitting by your bedside all night long when you were sick. All the birthday parties. All the wonderful Christmas mornings. The vacations to places you wanted to go. Believe you me, I could have been content to get through my life without ever stepping foot in Disney World, but...
I know. There must have been a thousand things.
A million. And yet you choose only to remember the bad. Why, Luddy?
It was about my weight. You never let up on that.
Oh, you're right.
I tried, Mother. I really tried. I tried them all. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Atkins, Keto, Paleo, Cabbage Soup Diet, Grapefruit Diet, Low Carb, No Carb, The Zone, Low Fat, No Fat, South Beach, Mediterranean, Nordic, Pritkin, you name it, and I've been on it.
And with each one, I tried to be supportive.
Supportive? You were the diet Nazi.
What are you talking about?
Are you sticking with your diet, Luddy? Have you lost any weight yet, Luddy? Luddy, should you be eating that? Is that on your diet?
I was trying to help.
You were trying to be in charge.
Luddy, no.
It was my diet. It was my issue. It was my fat. But you wanted to make it about you. So every time you pressed me about it, I had to push back. So I'd eat even more.
I know.
But you don't know what it's like, Mother. To be overweight.
While it's true that I still fit in my wedding dress after all these years. I know what it's like to be overweight, Luddy. The 9 months I carried you, I craved chocolate. All kinds of chocolate. And I ate it all day, every day. By the time you were born, I was 60 pounds overweight.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Because I was ashamed. Ashamed of my weight. Ashamed of how I looked. But I buckled down and lost those 60 pounds. And I guess I thought you should be able to do the same.
I'm not you.
I understand that now. I also know that I am to blame for your weight problem.
Thank you, Mother. But we're both to blame.
Fine. I accept part of the blame.
Now I know something's up. What is this all about? Why are we here?
It's like that song, Luddy.
What song?
That one you and that horrible rock band you were in kept playing over and over and over.
Yeah, of course. We were terrible. We were just teenagers.
Age is no excuse.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, Stairway to Heaven. Is that a song?
Yeah. That's by Led Zeppelin.
Stairway to Heaven. That's the song you and that awful band were always butchering out in the garage.
What's your point?
Think, Luddy. Who was the person you've always wanted to see first when you got to heaven?
You?
And who are you looking at right now?
You? You mean?
Yes. Welcome to heaven, Luddy.
How did I...
Pass over?
Okay.
You choked to death on a chicken bone.
Oh, yes. I vaguely remember.
I always told you to eat slowly and take small bites, but...
And like always, I didn't listen.
It reminds me of that beautiful note you slipped into my coffin. Dear Mother, I tried to be the perfect son, and I failed. But it doesn't mean I loved you any less.
When did you read that?
I was standing right behind you when you wrote it. I read it over your shoulder.
What do you mean?
Since I died, I've always been with you, Luddy. I hear everything you say. I see everything you do.
Oh, so that time I ate an entire gallon of ice cream? Oh, and when I ate two extra large pizzas? Oh, no, and the 3-foot-long hoagie?
I was there.
Oh, no.
But I averted my eyes.
Oh, thank you.
I am sorry if I hurt you, Luddy. I did what, at the time, seemed like the right thing.
I know.
Just like in your note. I tried to be the perfect mother. And I failed. But it doesn't mean I loved you any less.
If we love each other, then we really can't say we failed, can we?
No, we can't. Besides, perfection is highly overrated.
So, what happens next?
Well, I could give you a tour of the place. Then, we could go spy on your father.
We can do that now?
We can see everything he does. By the way, I hate that woman he married after I died.
Vivian?
Yes. Vivian.
Hey, this is from a woman named Gladys.
I hate her.
Who?
Vivian.
Oh, yeah, I hate her too.
I don't know what your father sees in her.
She does have big breasts.
He always did like big breasts. Oh, they're fake, you know.
What?
Her breasts. Vivian's.
Really? How do you know?
I saw her have the surgery.
Oh. Wait, how did you see Vivian have surgery if you're always with me?
I took an hour off, so sue me. Now, let's go see what your father and Vivian are up to.
Okay, but if we do this, I don't have to climb up all those stairs again, do I?
No, that's something you only have to do once.
Oh. So before we go...
Yes?
Could we just stand here and enjoy the view? And?
And?
And each other's company?
Oh, of course.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Thank you for listening to our plays. Our plays are recorded at the Oak House Studio in Altadena, California, by our sound engineer David Peters. Our sound effects are provided by Audio Jungle and music by Karaoke Version. If you're interested in submitting a play for production, you can find that information on our website, www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Please share this podcast with friends and do not forget to subscribe so you will be notified when our next production is live. And don't forget, donations to Open Door Playhouse can be made at www.opendoorplayhouse.org.